Have a chance now to say good morning to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Dr. Nielsen, some exciting news earlier this week with some new guidelines when it comes to people who are vaccinated for COVID-19. Let's go through that just a little bit, if you would.
Sure. This is good news. And remember, these are the new guidelines for people who have been what they're terming fully vaccinated. That means you've gotten both doses of either Moderna or Pfizer, or if you got Johnson & Johnson, the single dose. Interestingly, the CDC guidelines say you're fully vaccinated 2 weeks after that. I will tell you that a number of infectious disease experts are a little concerned about that with J&J, although there's very good immunity at 2 weeks after the single shot. The best immunity is about 29 days. So, but CDC did say 2 weeks after the shot. So what's changed is important. And this is going to really help people. If you're fully vaccinated, you can get together with other people in a small group if everybody's fully vaccinated, and you can take your masks off. And that's great news. It's really great news. And that's indoors as well as outdoors. So the other thing that has changed is you can gather indoors without a mask with unvaccinated people from one household. Let me give you the biggest example that everybody's talking about. Grandparents want to see their kids and grandkids. Grandparents are vaccinated. The parents of the kids may or may not be vaccinated. The kids clearly aren't because they're not eligible. Can you take your masks off when you're indoors with them? CDC said, yes, you can. The other thing that is really important is you don't have to quarantine if you're exposed to somebody who has COVID, unless you have symptoms. So those are the big changes.
What about in terms of travel, though, if you have been fully vaccinated, like you said, what about quarantining on returning from, an out-of-state trip or something like that?
You know, it's interesting. The CDC didn't address that. They just said, don't do unnecessary travel at all. They're still saying it's not the right time, even if you're fully vaccinated, to travel.
Also, try to clear up for us a situation that happened up in Niagara County earlier this week. I know you're in touch with the public health officials around the area with great frequency. Public health officials in Niagara County expressing frustration that they were moving forward with plans for a vaccination clinic, and then the planned vaccines or that they had ordered for Niagara County didn't show up. Can you give us a little light on what's happening occasionally with these types of rollouts?
Well, I understand why the health officials are in Niagara are more than annoyed. They were told that they were going to get 5,000 doses, and they were thrilled. They were told when they were going to get them, within a couple of days of when they might expect to receive them. So what did they do? They planned for big mass clinics to be able to dispense those efficiently, and guess what? Not one dose showed up. Nothing. This was all J&J vaccine, the single shot. So they got none. And even though they had ordered some, they got none. They did get 800 doses of one of the other vaccines. But the point is, you know, it's like you're told one thing, you staff up for it. And this takes planning. Where are you going to do it? How many staff are going to be there? Do you have all the equipment? And then to have it not transpire is very frustrating. I will say we've been seeing this a lot. In the beginning, we saw it more because the supply of vaccine was not as predictable. Truthfully, I don't know what happened in Niagara County. We have not been able to get to the bottom of why those 5,000 doses either evaporated or were sent somewhere else. But they're right to be annoyed.
Also, getting the vaccine out to some of the rural areas is also becoming a bit of a concern. Allegheny County, for example, last I heard, was having trouble getting a lot of their population vaccinated. Any news on the horizon that we can put some hope toward?
Yes, actually, things are improving in Allegheny. You're absolutely right. We were very concerned that they were not getting as much vaccine as they needed for the people who were very vulnerable. It just seemed an inequity. So we complained bitterly about that to the state, and more vaccine has come to that region. For example, although it's not in Allegheny County, there was a mass vaccination site that ran for a week, just ended on Tuesday of this week, in Olean at the Jamestown Community College site in Olean, and a number of people from Allegheny County, as well as Cattaraugus and Chautauqua, came to that site and were vaccinated. So as we're tracking the data, it looks like things are improving somewhat in those rural counties. We still have a long way to go.
Just saw this note actually before I got on the line with you here. There's a survey among the Canadian Medical Association. They find 69% of their member doctors have felt an increase in fatigue over the last year, 62% saying concerns about vaccine rollout negatively affecting mental health. Doctor, of course, you're not currently practicing anymore, but I know you're in touch with lots and lots of doctors. What's been the impact on the doctors during this last year?
Oh, it's been awful. It's really been awful. Not only were they not able, in the thick of this back in the spring, to take care of their patients who had other conditions because everything got closed, they certainly lost money, but that's really not the big issue. The big issue is the patients who were not acutely ill and in a hospital were just not able to be taken care of. But they did a number of things. They used telemedicine. There's been a many thousands percentage increase in the amount of telemedicine used. So we're being creative about how we reach patients. But doctors died. You know that. Nurses died in caring for these patients. So the impact, the fatigue is for everyone. Doctors' offices are not immune from that at all.
Dr. Nancy Nielsen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Jay.